Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Kristaps Porzingis, following the Celtics' head-scratcher of a loss. To steal a phrase from Cam Neely. No spirit, no personality. We were weak. And I think those are pretty pointed comments from Porzingis. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can jump in on the Celtics, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. Keith, people are already asking you to get a scoop on the Celtics and their locker room. Two guys not getting along, that would easily...
Could spark them.
Fix the Celtics, spark them, right the ship.
We'll see.
We're already getting texts about that.
Did you see, though, the Raptors after the game kind of poking the Celtics a little bit?
Brandon Jennings?
So Brandon Jennings, former NBA star. We actually went over his resume at length like a week ago. But Brandon Jennings, because I liked him quite a bit.
It was a detail.
Yeah, way too much Brandon Jennings talk. But we talked about Brandon Jennings. And he was the one that said Jason Tatum is the softest Celtics superstar in team history.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tatum responded on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. So yesterday after the win.
In a typical, like, you know, meek Tatum way, he did respond.
He did respond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see it. But the Raptors team Twitter account tweeted out a little shamrock emoji. And then underneath it, a picture of Brandon Jennings from like back in the day when he was with the Bucks with his hands up in the air. And above his hands is the score of the game. You know, Raptors 110, Celtics 97. And that's all they tweeted out. Which... I mean, first of all, the Raptors are 10-31. They don't get a chance to do a lot of these, so they're taking their chances.
Good work. Look, a lot of these team social media accounts I don't love. That's a good one.
Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are definitely better than others. The Chargers do a good job. But anyway, the Raptors post this. But it is kind of funny. In a night where, you know, Porzingis didn't say they were soft, but, like, it's all kind of the same crap. Or, like, no personality, no spirit. And the whole point was Jennings saying that Tatum is soft. And then the Raptors immediately post that. I thought that was a good little dig.
So, you know, he's called soft by Brandon Jennings. Porzingis says we play with no spirit, no personality. We were weak. And I will acknowledge, you know, Porzingis is talking in you know, not his native language. So, like, maybe, you know, some of the weight of the words gets lost in translation a little bit, right? I mean, I guess that's possible with Porzingis. But those are pretty pointed criticisms.
Yeah.
And it just makes you wonder who he's talking to, who he's talking about. Nick, not to put you, can you give me Mazzulla? We played this earlier, too. Like, Mazzulla's talking about the team needing to stay together.
Yeah.
On the heels of Porzingis. Let's hear that.
What did you say to the guys tonight? The message?
Nothing. Just stick together. You know, obviously, we're not playing our best basketball. You can't expect things to always be easy. You know, you can't have an expectation that it's always supposed to go your way, because it's not. And, you know, we just have to find a way to enjoy the challenge, but make sure we do it together. So, that's it.
Okay, together. Got to do it together. Got to stick together, which implies maybe they're not. You picked up on something else he said.
Yeah, you can't always expect it to go your way, because it's not. Meaning, I think he's getting a sense that they do feel like it's going to go their way. And I think especially when they're at full go. Like, when they have all their guys. And last night was another example of having all their guys. So, Porzingis has missed the most time, but everybody else in the lineup has sort of missed a game here or there. And it seems like they play a little bit better, or I don't know if they're more comfortable, or they just feel like, hey, it's a little bit more challenging. I don't know what it is. I'm sure if they did, they could figure it out. But when everybody is out there, they're worse. How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Like, when they're more talented, when they're deeper off the bench, they just really struggle in that regard. And I think it goes to that, like, the play together thing. Sure. I mean, he mentioned that multiple times last night, but that you can't just expect to win, which I think this team does expect to win. And you'd think at some point there'd be a little bit more of a wake up call,
and
right?
The other word he used in there, you know, it's not gonna be easy. Do they expect it to be easy?
I think so.
And do, you know, they do they want to go out there and kind of coast? It seems that way. They're certainly playing that way. I guess I can't get inside their minds and understand exactly how they're thinking, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And sticking together. Do you have to stick together, Keith, if you're together and everybody's pulling the same direction?
You're already stuck together. You don't need to keep saying that.
And so he referenced that a bunch after the game last night, over and over and over again. And then you get into how they're playing. They're 7-7 over their last 14. It's 9-8 over their last 17. They are closer to the fifth place Orlando Magic. They're six games away from the Magic.
Who they play tomorrow.
They're 6.5 out of first, which is where Cleveland is. So you're closer to the Knicks and the Bucks and the Magic than you are to the top of the Eastern Conference. Can we all just get in the trust tree? This is what I'm asking for Celtics fans.
I'll get in. I'll climb up.
Can we all just get in the trust tree and acknowledge they don't look right? Something looks off. I don't think anyone's claiming we know what it is unless you have any scoops you're sitting on over there, Keith.
I got nothing.
I don't think any of us claim to know what it is. But could it be something like what we were just talking about? They thought it was going to be easy. They thought they could just show up, especially based on the way they started the year. 19-4, raining threes, 20 threes a night. Peyton Pritchard looks like he's elevating the team off the bench. They look even better. And so they let their foot off the accelerator. That's human nature. I would understand it. But I also would say it's time to fix that. Is it that mild? Is it that the rest of the league has gotten better? Is it that it's hard to defend a championship, especially when last year, let's face it, none of the teams you played had their best players out on the floor when you played them. So now you're getting every team's best shot and you're not ready for it because you were playing teams that were down a man or two last year and or the five seed in the NBA Finals. Or is it something more nefarious than that? Is it Tatum's making a big MVP push and that's getting in the way of wins? Pritchard's making a sixth man push. That's getting in the way of wins. Derek White is all bent out of shape about making an all-star team, and that's getting in the way. Porzingis trying to force his way back into the starting lineup, prove that the team needs him because they won without him last year. Horford's fuming because he's on the bench.
Yep.
And I'm adding some words for effect, but like, is it something like that? Because that would be scary.
Well, and not to go back to what we always point to in the NBA nowadays, but the three-point shot. So last year, at this time, 40 games into the year, they were 31-9. This year, they're 28-12. So not a huge difference, but it is three games off of last year's pace. And if you look at what they did last year, they shot, 42 threes a game, somewhere in there. Now they're shooting closer to 49-50. So they're shooting way more threes, but as a team, they're shooting a lower percentage. So all that stuff kind of adds up. So now you're I don't want to say settling for more threes because they just, I don't know if it's settling as much as just it's their offense. They're taking more threes and they're hitting them at a less clip. Like, it might be as simple as that too. Now, you've been on the defensive thing from Jump Street. And yeah. I think there's definitely something to that. And that might even speak to whatever, like, we're just going to go down and score on the other end and you're not getting a fully locked in defensive effort the whole time
Don't you think that, like, to me, some of their defensive issues, and I do think they've been apparent now for a while, they just, if you were only watching them make a bunch of threes to start the year and you got hung up in that and they did it on opening night against the Knicks, it's like, oh, okay, well, they can just outshoot anybody and nobody can keep up with them when they're hitting their shots, and so let's ignore everything else. But I think their defense has been shaky all year long. I've been saying it since the start of the year. So I think it's been shaky from the jump. It was terrible last night. I think a lot of the, you know, the effort stats are bad for them, too. I would look at rebounds. Raptors are plus 11 last night with 13 or 14 offensive rebounds, whatever it was. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, a lot of those hustle stats, those effort stats, I think were in favor of Toronto. So I think that's an issue. And I think that does all kind of start with their shot selection. Nothing is lazier than stand outside and shoot a bunch of threes. And I get that simplifying things. Like, a lot of it is you want to penetrate, you want to get two-on-ones, you want to find open guys.
Open threes.
And so, like, that's, I guess, minimizing, you know, the work to get guys open and the work that Tatum can do or Brown can do to go to the hoop, get in the paint, and free guys up. But there's a lot of standing around in their offense. There's a lot of standing and chucking in their offense. And when you're doing a lot of standing and there's not a lot of movement, there's ball movement, but there's not a lot of movement in that offense. It's a lot of guys standing in corners and standing on wings. Well, then, does that impact your movement at the other end of the floor? Do you become stagnant? And when you're stagnant on defense, you're dead. Mm-hmm. Is there a correlation there? Like, I would wonder.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is something to that. I mean, it kind of all kind of flows together for them. But to me, I just keep going back to, you have all your guys, and it's not year one of this team. This feels like it might be more what last year would have looked like. Like, they hit the ground running last year. You know, kind of funny, kind of like the 08 Celtics. You know, 08, you're thinking, well, maybe it'll take them a year to get together. No, that was their best year. That was the only year they won the title. Yeah. And now this year.
And thank God.
Yeah, no, seriously, because they, you know, Garnett gets hurt, and then things go south pretty quick. But with this team, there are times on the floor where you're like, is this the first time they've all played together? You're like, no. They brought back everybody from last year. And then I guess you could ask, like, is that a good thing? I thought it was a great thing. Like, I'll be honest. I thought, great. Everybody's back. They're all locked up. They got all these contracts done. They're going to be a wagon. Maybe, you know, maybe they don't win 70 games, but they're definitely going to win 60. And now they're off of that pace. And I'm just, I guess, surprised that some of these losses weren't already the wake-up call. I mentioned earlier, like, if they had won six in a row and then lost to Toronto on a Wednesday night, you'd be like, nah, that's a weird loss, but like, all right, on to the next one. But you've been ping-pong in these games. Also, I don't love this part of it. They've lost 12 games, and a lot of the games they've lost are the circle these games. Last night's not one of them. But they lost to the Warriors. That was supposed to be a big FU Steve Kerr game.
Yeah.
They lost to the Thunder, which everybody viewed as a finals preview.
Yep.
They lost on Christmas, which is always like a marquee game.
Yeah, to crummy Philly.
I mean, Philly,
yeah,
who might not even make the playoffs. And then even Cleveland. I know they beat them first, but that was another like two heavyweights of the Eastern Conference, and they lost to Cleveland. So some of these games where you're like, I would expect them to be up for those, and I almost write off like the bad teams beating them because that happens all the time. But it's been a little mix of both, and like the ones that you really kind of propped up to like get excited about, like they've lost most of those games.
And here's what I would say to Celtics fans too. You go, oh, well, yeah, they've become complacent. They're bored. It's January. They're bored.
I mean, I don't know how you can be bored now. Like, you're losing all these games.
Well, look, even if I'm willing to acknowledge that, okay, isn't their boredom an issue? Like, that's not an issue for you? Yeah. I would say that's an issue. Why aren't they hungry? There is some human nature, human element there. But why aren't they hungry and, you know, locked in? I thought they'd be getting better as the year went along. Even if that's your excuse, I didn't hear a lot of that early in the year. What I heard is, oh, my God, they're better than a year ago. I felt that way watching them.
I thought they were.
In their first 20 games, I'm like, they're better. Pritchard's better. Look at how much better their bench is. How's anybody going to beat? That's all I heard. All I heard is, how is anybody going to beat them? Nobody can outshoot them. They're better than they were a year ago. Now they're on pace to be worse.
Yeah.
They're losing to a team they just beat by 54
2 points.
Weeks ago. And I'm supposed to just ignore it and put my head in the sand? How does that line up?
The Warriors, when they won their first title, this is pre-Durant, they won their first title, so they were the team everybody was chasing. The next year, they won an NBA record 73 games.
Yep.
They lost in the finals, and, you know, Draymond got suspended, and it was like a whole thing. But just at this time that season, like, they were on pace, and we were talking about, are they going to break the Bulls' record? And they did. Not the season they won, obviously. They didn't win the title, but I think they won like 67 games and the title. And you're like, whoa, this is the team now. Splash Brothers, blah, blah, blah. Everybody, they had a target on their back, and they won more games the next year. And then they followed that up, obviously, with back-to-back titles, and Durant kind of made them a little unfair, right, but whatever.
But to your point, and they didn't,
but you can,
they didn't complete the job, but yeah. Just because they won the championship doesn't mean they had to coast through the regular season the next year.
And I thought that the Celtics, out of all the teams that have won the NBA title over the last 5 years that have not gone on to repeat, I was like, well, Celtics are in the best spot. The Celtics have, you know, their best players are in their prime. A couple of their older players are, you're not relying on them as much. Everybody's back. Everybody's back. And even the state of the rest of the league. Like, give me the next three best teams. Like, I'll still take the Celtics. I thought they were in a better position than those other teams. But my guess is, after Milwaukee won, after Denver won, you know, less so Toronto and Golden State, but specifically Milwaukee and Denver, when they won, you're probably thinking they were going to be back, and they weren't.
Celtics or the field?
I'm still taking the Celtics.
Me too. Like the whole thing was
all this. Yeah.
Okay, but.
But it's a little bit more of a pause.
They have to, yeah. They have to fix it in the next, I don't know what the time frame is, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Like, they have to start looking like the early season Celtics again.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to shift on that, and I'm going to start saying the field.
But I am curious, like, for a lot of fans out there, and they might be proven right in the long run that, like, don't worry about the regular season. Is there even a point in your mind? Like, let's say they literally play 500 basketball the rest of the way. That's fine. Like, I just wonder, in your mind, is there a point where you're like, what the hell is going on?
You tell us, Celtics fans, you tell us, 617-779-7937. There is a point in my mind where exactly it is, I don't know, somewhere around the trade deadline in a month. That would be the time to look at that. Meanwhile, we'll get back to the Patriots, their offensive coordinator search. The lack of news, is that telling on any front? Plus, on the way next, it's an emergency Kiefer Madness. Stay tuned.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
And he was just distracted by the racy images on his phone.
That deputy is accused of watching pornography on his phone when he slammed into the back of that car.
All right, here we go. Time for an emergency key for madness, and it's brought to you by Awaken 180. Start the new year risk-free with Awaken 180. No subscriptions, no hidden fees, just a proven plan to crush your goals. Have 20 to lose? You can reach that by February. Have more? Do the math. Then go to awaken180weightloss.com. We go to the great state of Ohio for this story, Jones, and it involves fast food. Fast food, going through the old drive-thru. What could possibly be in the old fast food?
I like fast food. I like a nice drive through from time to time. I don't want to go in and announce the greasy food I'm eating. I like to just kind of zip right through the drive through and do it.
I'll pretend it's a really clean place in there, and I'll just get my food and move on and not think about anything else, how it's made, what's in it.
Okay. So it happens at the drive through?
Yeah, there's an incident here.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
We're here at the Burger King.
Oops. Come on, Keith.
I think I know where it is.
Start from the beginning here. Let's go.
Mike Shell's looking into what happened at Burger King in Hamilton. Mike, first off, what was in the order?
All right. Burger King in Ohio.
Well, several buds of marijuana, Tricia. We are here at the Burger King on Main Street.
Well, that was in the order?
A lot of the devil's lettuce there.
That was in there?
Yeah.
That's what you ordered?
Sweet.
I haven't paid close attention to the meal. Is that the number 10? Is that what they got now?
Yeah, you lose track, right?
What do you got in there? Like some nugs? Well, fries? Like
Subway renamed all their sandwiches. Like crazy stuff is happening at all these fast food and pseudo fast food places. Maybe that is what's going on.
What was in there?
Yeah.
Well, several buds of marijuana, Tricia. We are here.
Well, I know it's your favorite, Tricia.
Several
buds of marijuana in the old fast food order. All right.
Smoking it like a marijuana cigarette, Tricia.
At the Burger King on Main Street where this allegedly happened, several people have driven by us here today saying things like, hey, can I place an order for some weed here and things of that nature, but...
Okay.
People are trying to do a serious news report. People keep driving by asking for weed. Is there any marijuana here? Word is out. This Burger King has weed in their orders. There's now a line wrapped around the street out here. You can't get in.
He sounds like Larry David trying to get weed for his dad there.
What is it, Schwag?
Yes.
Schwag?
Several people have driven by us here today saying things like, hey, can I place an order for some weed here and things of that nature. Yeah. But what this mother said happened to her and her child's dinner is anything but a laughing matter.
No, this is serious stuff. We're gonna go away from the jokes here for a moment because this gets real serious.
Let's button it up.
Thank you for choosing Burger King today. Where you roll.
When you pull up and place your order at any restaurant, you expect your food to be safe when you get it.
True. First thing I think of, it's gonna be safe.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good, safe food in here.
Yeah, no, good for me. It's gonna be good for me, healthy for me.
This
usually,
I'm like a good,
safe meal here.
Yeah. I'm not gonna have to find a toilet in 10 minutes. Definitely not gonna have to do that. I'll be fine.
I don't want to highlight this too much. This is Ohio, you said?
Yeah.
Is the guy's doing a lot here?
Yeah,
I would say this guy, this reporter's doing a lot.
he's busy. Right
Let
now.
Me hear him again.
But this TikTok user who goes by Janabama,
Janabama. So now I start.
She goes by Janabama.
So not to go full Keefspiracy before I give you the whole rest of the story.
Do it, Keith. Do it.
So a TikToker, Janabama, found weed in her thing. The TikTok video got a million views. I'm just saying.
Inside job.
I don't know.
Oh, I like where your head's at.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, this is
like, why. So we're just going to take her at her word for
this
it?
This is why we talk these out, Keith.
Well, now, something to think about, folks.
Well, it sounds like.
Cite your source. Oh, wait a minute.
You're now a Bruins fan. Yeah, questioning this news outlet, Keith. That's not what you are. Yeah.
The inception of scoops at this point. I don't know what's up and what's down. But Janabama kind of took this thing. Now, what she's saying is like a horrific thing, like getting the marijuana buds inside the meal. And she immediately went to TikTok, where she is a very popular TikToker.
As one would do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Yeah.
But this TikTok user, who goes by Janabama, said hers wasn't. And she took to social media on Sunday, where her story went viral with nearly 1 million views.
Okay, went to Burger King tonight. Listen, I need you guys to listen.
I don't care for that. We're already watching your stupid video. Don't tell me to listen. I am, in fact, listening.
She's a big-time TikToker, this girl.
She is now.
Oh, she is now.
I think this vaulted her into the mainstream.
She feels like, maybe speak into the microphone a little bit
It went viral.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's putting her kind of concerned voice on a little bit,
Good. That. Yeah, no, she's a mother. Yep. That's true, yeah.
Got my kids some chicken fries. This bag came. If you look down in there, you can see some residue.
So there's like a little bit of like stain in like the bag.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right. Chicken fries. Where do you stand on chicken fries?
I'll eat them. I don't know if I'm getting them for Lucas.
No.
But I'll happily eat chicken fries.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The Grove City, Ohio management company for this restaurant told our media partners at the Cincinnati Inquirer, "We were disappointed to learn of the incident and do not take incidents that put our guests in danger lightly."
She got her chicken fries.
Got her chicken fries. Now there's a little plate.
Chicken fries with a side of... Do you see that? You
drugs.
Can't say that on here. Mary Jane.
Mary Jane?
Where is it, Mary Jane?
You can't say that on here.
Now, I'm not on TikTok. That might shock you to hear that.
You can't say weed on TikTok.
You can't say weed?
I'm pretty sure.
Or the devil's lettuce? You can't say that on there? The ganj?
I don't think so. It's owned by China, so I don't think you can. No, I think that's.
I guess not.
We could crack down.
They might shut down TikTok, right? Is that the talk?
Well, my understanding is you won't be able to download the app after the 19th. I think the app will continue
like
to exist.
Bird.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't think you can download.
So should I?
Yeah, if you want to get
put
in,
off
you,
my
you gotta get
arrival,
in now.
Or I got to jump in now.
Hey, if you're gonna do it, you got to get in now. Unless they work out a deal between now and I think the 19th or 20th. Yeah.
All right. Well,
do you see that? You can't say that on here, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane
from Burger King in Hamilton, Ohio.
Dark.
Okay, well this is actually what I was going to bring.
Dark move.
You get a bunch of weed.
Yeah,
bunch of weed in your fast food for your child.
It happens.
What are you doing with that, Keith? Are you
eating it right in front of the kid?
Ingesting it. Ingesting it.
Then I'm circling back into the line. Are you? I actually pass on grass. People don't believe that. I pass on grass.
You or are you not? A knack.
So I went. This is what I think she should have done.
I'm like, Jiminy.
Say it again, Billy.
Asked for papers.
I think. Yeah, I think.
My order's missing something. A lighter and papers.
I think she should have gone full weeds.
Yeah,
I think she should have turned it around. Should have turned that around.
Sold it.
Gotten street value for it.
Smart.
Now you're providing for said child. Now
your toys and meals have gotten awesome.
Yeah, that's
a good point.
Yeah, that's true too.
It used to just be like a little matchbox car. Now it's weed,
right? It's like, man,
not bad.
I did not used to get this in my Happy Meal. I think she should have turned around and you know, got
sold
some,
it.
Get some street value.
Smart.
Instead, you're just a narc crying about it
Miller
on TikTok?
Management said we contacted the franchisee of this restaurant immediately upon learning of this incident and can confirm that the employee in question has been terminated.
Oh, so it wasn't her.
Terminated?
Yeah, they fired the guy.
That makes one mistake.
Maybe that was part of the, you know,
part of the deal.
You know who called for his job? Brad Marchand.
We spoke to the manager inside this location today, but he did not want to offer any comments, directing us instead to the restaurant's management company. But we also reached out to Hamilton Police as well, and were told that they had not received any report about the incident from the customer or the restaurant. A sergeant with the department tells me that Hamilton Police are now actively investigating and will release additional information if it becomes available. Live in Hamilton, Mike Schell, Fox 19 Now.
Okay. I can't.
The guy already must have said it was him and they fired him. Where's the investigation?
Yeah,
what
really
are you doing? Why are you wasting your time?
Well, maybe had he been, was this like his own weed? Was this like a front? Had he been selling weed and he dropped it in the wrong bag?
Maybe.
Maybe there's like a whole operation going on they're looking into.
Well, several buds of marijuana, Tricia.
I can't. I can't. I had trouble focusing on what that guy was saying because
several buds of marijuana, Trisha.
Because of his delivery, I was having trouble.
He's good. He's a newsman. He's a classic newsman. He's been doing that probably a long time. This isn't his first rodeo.
No.
He's probably done plenty of fast food weed stories.
Big J Journo.
Yeah, you think that's his first
fast food weed story in Hamilton, Ohio?
I don't think so.
The man's a professional.
Yeah.
Okay. Emergency key for Matt.
There you go.
I don't want to tease ahead to the grab bag too much. But
go ahead.
Somebody said that Courtney loves chicken fries.
Okay.
Who is getting caught stealing her Celsius? Do we have an update?
We will
that?
Provide an update for her stolen Celsius.
We have the answer to the stolen Celsius.
There was some legwork done here. Security footage. We have an update on
all
that.
All right. We're going to be doing that in grab bag?
That's right.
Okay. We'll get to that in the grab bag. We'll also get back into the Patriots, their offensive coordinator search, and the lack of news. Does it tell us anything? That's next.
Well, several buds of marijuana, Tricia.